coming soon to HRN is Let's Talk About Food. Food is at the heart of our personal stories about love, family, loss, sex, and food is about creating community. That's why we launched our podcast, Let's Talk About Food, where food always plays a starring role.
So anyway, I was at the supermarket and I'm going up and down the aisles with my husband. I'm thinking about this dinner I'm cooking the next night. And my husband said, "Lydia, I have something to tell you. I'm leaving you. I'm in love with Jenny, his secretary. And just so you know, I have never loved you." So I looked at him and I said, "Oh, does that mean dinner's off?"
I used to tell people that I grew up in the only non-food-focused Jewish family in America. We used to tell everybody who had ever come to visit my mother's house, "Don't eat anything. Don't eat the cottage cheese with the blue scooped out of it. Don't eat the tomato paste because it probably is still left over from the Depression when my grandfather shipped her a case. Don't eat anything there."
So I'm having this amazing rice dish, and this waiter is explaining the dish to me, and he says, "You know, to make a perfect risotto, every single grain of rice should taste exactly like a small little ravioli, where it bursts on the inside and it's nice and soft." And I was like, "Whoa, if this olive-skinned man who smells like Marlboro cigarettes can convince me that I really need risotto in my life, imagine if I could harness this power and bring it back to America and charm women." There was a post-coital fog on the Sunday after St. Valentine's Day. Every person that came into that restaurant had just rolled out of bed. And so like the room even had that sort of truffly odor to it. You know what I'm talking about? Why we love truffles so much?
You can hear these stories and so much more by finding the Let's Talk About Food podcast at heritageradionetwork.org. Or wherever you get your podcasts, or by going to our website, letstalkaboutfood.com, where you can also find out how to share your own food story.